Hello, hi, and welcome back to the Strategic Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Blue, and I'm a business astrologer and strategist here to help you bring the magic of your birth chart into your business strategy. As always, I'm so excited to be back with a brand new episode, and today we're going to begin our journey into the houses. We've done a lot of talking about the midheaven and why it's such a powerful placement to use in your business strategy when it comes to bringing your astrology chart specifically into your business. However, I want us to spend some time getting to know the rest of your astrology chart and where they can be really big assets in terms of not only helping you to start, but grow and scale your business as well. So we're going to start digging into the houses, and we're going to look specifically at a deeper dive into the wealth houses to get us started. If you're not familiar, I have done a previous episode on what the wealth houses are, so you can definitely check that out to get a bit of understanding before we dig into today's episode. Now, in short, the wealth houses are the houses in your birth chart that connect most strongly to money and career. This is what you would look to in a traditional business astrology reading to kind of get an understanding of the places in your birth chart where it makes the most sense for you to monetize, to build a business from, and to create a foundation for your career. So these are specifically your second house, your sixth house, and your 10th house. And of course, this is looking at the houses separately from the midheaven. So if you have your midheaven in the 10th house, that's like, it's related, but not quite what we're talking about here. Okay, so just keep that in mind. So in today's episode, we're going to be diving further into the second house. We're going to examine what the second house is, what it represents, why it's so important in business astrology, and how you can use it specifically to start, grow, or scale your business. So let's get into it. All right, so the second house. This house is really special to me. I have a personal placement in this house, so I feel like I have a real connection to the second house. Even outside of business astrology, it's always fascinated me the way that the second house can have the sense of practical magic to it. And when I even think of how I build my business and a lot of what I create my work around, particularly around this idea of strategizing your magic, it all comes back to me, the magic of my second house and using that as an expression. So the second house is the second house in the 12 houses of a natal chart. As you know, we all have all 12 houses in our birth charts. We also have all 12 zodiac signs in our birth chart as well. And so the second house is following the first house, also known as the ascendant or the rising sign. And the first house is unique in the sense that it is the only house in all the 12 houses that is completely about you. It's about yourself, your identity. This is one of the houses that we can look to when it comes to understanding who you are at your core, as well as helping us to shape what your branding would look like. Again, I also have another episode that's all about branding that you can dig into to get a better sense of what that would look like in a business context. Following the first house, we begin this really beautiful journey of understanding who we are at a deeper level. And then as we ascend from the bottom half of the chart, houses 1 through 6, that's where this exploration really happens. And as we begin to ascend further into the chart, raising above the 7th house and through the 12th house, we take that journey even further by examining the ways that we relate to other people. And so where does this leave us with the second house? As we journey beyond identifying who we are ourselves and what our self-identity is, now we can look to what actually matters to us, dealing with the themes of the second house. The second house deals with values, finances, and possessions. So this is really interesting because from a mystical standpoint, right, the second house represents the things that matter to us. It connects most strongly with what we understand to be valuable. And this is really important because often when I see people struggling with claiming ownership around what it is that matters to them, I see this as a struggle of the second house, this push and pull between wanting to live up to the expectations of others, perhaps wanting to fulfill the roles of these higher houses, right? Particularly maybe even struggling to identify with their midheaven placement. We can look to the second house to really dig into, okay, when you take away that public perception and that pressure from other people to find things valuable, at your core, what are the things that you desire and what are you struggling to claim ownership around? So in that way, the second house really encourages us to take ownership of our own desires. There's no judgment with our birth chart. It is designed perfectly. And so there's no need to feel the sense of like shame or needing to hide away what it is that you find valuable. It's all in the way that you choose to use it and utilize it rather than taking it for face value. And so with values, there's the practical things like what are the roles, the ideals that you find valuable, right? What are the qualities that you hold in high regard? This also relates to tangible valuables as well. And this is how we get into finances and possessions. So unlike the sibling house to the second house, which is the eighth house deals with other people's values. So this is other people's values, finances, possessions, other people's things, right? But the second house, because it's preceded by that first house, these are the things, the values, the finances, the possessions that are ours alone. So this is where the second house gets really interesting. From a business astrology standpoint, this is also a really powerful house in the wealth houses. It's actually is the first house in the wealth houses. And this is a space that pertains to your most monetizable assets. And so often we can look to the second house within a business astrology reading or in private work. And we can see this as a house that highlights, okay, what are the skills and the services that you can provide to other people? This is often a house that I look to when folks are maybe struggling to figure out what exactly to monetize, what to create offers around in their business. The second house can point us to the direction of what those offers could look like. What are the traits that they have? What are the themes that they deal with? And what are the problems that they solve? All of this can be answered when we look to the second house. We can also take all of this information and begin to integrate it into other techniques. So something that I also do when I work with private clients is we can look to derivative astrology, which is another astrological technique of looking at other houses to inform us by using the traditional house system. So for example, let's say that you are maybe struggling with answering the question of, okay, like, what are the services that my audience expects from me? So we can take this information, take what the second house represents, and by using derivative astrology, we can get the answer to that by turning to another house in the birth chart. And within derivative astrology, how I would use this is I would look at your chart, I would see where your midheaven is, and the second house from your midheaven house, so either the ninth house, the 10th house, or the 11th house, the house that follows the house of your midheaven would be the second house in derivative astrology. And so this would often point to the traits, the skills, the offer ideas that are connected to your audience and perhaps what they may expect of you. And by using this alongside your natal second house, perhaps, this gives us even deeper insight as to what those offers could actually look like by using astrology. So as you can see here, there's so many uses when it comes to the second house, particularly around business astrology and integrating it within your business strategy. So let's take a deeper look into this. How can we use the second house to dig deeper into uncovering these offers and what your monetizable skills and services actually look like for your business? So we look at the second house, right? And there's a few things that we can look to. First, we're going to be examining what sign rules your second house. And so by using traditional astrology, right, there is one sign that rules over each of the 12 houses in your birth chart. And this is really easy to figure out. If you know the sign that falls into your first house, your ascendant or your rising sign, then your second house is going to be ruled by the sign that follows it. So if you are an Aries rising, meaning Aries is in your first house, then Taurus is going to rule your second house, so on and so forth. So we want to look at what is the sign that rules your second house, okay? What is the modality? What element is it in? What are the traits and the archetypes around this sign? This can give us a lot of insight when it comes to uncovering, okay, this is what the sign is at home with doing. This is what it naturally rules over. This is where it is most comfortable. And so with that comfort comes a really important lesson. Within business, I think there's so much overthinking and so much pressure to do it all. And I see this time and time again, clients have a real tendency to overlook what comes easiest. And so when it comes to monetizing your business, when it comes to creating offers, it's not about doing something that's like brand new, never seen before. Often it comes down to what comes most natural to you. What is the easiest thing for you to do? What can you claim ownership over? That is going to be much, much easier to create an offer around and to monetize within your business because it is natural to you. That's also the lesson that the second house is really here to guide us with. The second house, the skills and the services that connect your second house to your business, it all comes from you. And because it comes after this first house, there's a real sense of ease and naturalness to the second house. So understanding the sign first and foremost that rules over that second house can give you so much insight as to what that ease and naturalness looks like for you. The modality can point to the specific way that you're here to guide people with that process. And then you have the element as well, which can point to perhaps the process, the like energy behind how it is you're going to be teaching this thing or providing this service. We also can look to if you have any planets that are in the second house as well. And so planets give this energy even further direction and help us to define how we can use this energy towards offer creation and development, right? And so if you have no planets in this house, that's okay. We can still use the information from the signs and other things that we're going to get into in a minute to help us determine, you know, what that offer could look like based on the energy of your second house. But if you have planets here, this is going to tell us the energy that is being amplified and even further how it's being directed. So within my chart, I'm a Leo rising. Leo rules my first house. So my second house is ruled by Virgo. I actually have my moon here in the second house. And so the moon pertains to emotional desires, right? This is often the things that help us to feel safe, cared for, protected. This is also the emotional connection that can come through within your business. So if I were to use my moon and say, okay, with my moon being in my second house, there's a real emotional connection to personal values, right? So I can look for inspiration for this offer development in terms of, again, what are my true desires? And not just the desires that maybe I lead with or I share with others, that would be more pointed to where my sun is. But for my moon specifically, right, what are my hidden desires? What are the things that help me to feel at my best. And I feel like this connects really well with Virgo ruling my second house, because Virgo as a sign enjoys being of service, and there is a real like creative energy around the solutions that Virgo provides. And so this tells me that, of course, if I were to just use my astrology, right, I can look to personal services. I can look to working with people of marginalized genders. I can look to working alongside folks to help them uncover something, to get in touch with their inner desires. And that would be a really potent problem for my offer to solve. So there's all these different ways that you can use the energy of the planets to help you direct and channel your energy around creating a tangible offer. Of course, we can also look to the degree placement. You know how much I love integrating the degrees for personalizing that sign even further. And again, really helping us to tap into the specific way that you are meant to express that sign's energy. You can also take inspiration from where the planet that rules over your second house sign is placed in your chart as well. For me, Virgo is ruled by Mercury, so I would look to where Mercury is in my chart for even more inspiration. And then there's also the integration of your tangible experience, right? We can't ignore this, and we can't just base offer creation and business development solely on what your chart says. You have free will, and so it is so important for you to bring into the aspect and the fact that you have a whole world of experience outside of astrology, outside of your birth chart. And so what have you like actually done? What are the things that you would like to do? What do you have skills in? And perhaps if this is something that maybe you haven't monetized before, is there a way for you to tap into this and gather the data that is necessary to monetize this and create an offer around it? So perhaps this is an area that you've always been interested in, that you've been self-studying for a while, that people have asked for your help and your insight and advice on before, right? These are really good telltale signs that this would probably be a good place for you to channel your energy into taking the skill and the service and creating a tangible offer around it. So by utilizing all of this energy, all of this information and this data from your birth chart and also your professional experience, we can use and direct the energy of the second house to create something that is tangible, something that is useful, and that is practical. And that in turn fulfills the desires of the second house, wanting us and encouraging us to tap into our values, and in doing so, encouraging others to do the same. All right, so that is absolutely everything that I have for you in today's episode. Let me know, what is the sign that rules your second house, and what is an offer that you have in your business or that you want to start in your business? So if you want to dig deeper into your second house to use the energy of this house to create a brand new offer or to revamp an existing offer so that it's in better alignment and better service of your chart in your business, then I want to encourage you to book a business astrology reading with me. All of the information that I've mentioned in this episode, as well as how to book a reading with me, can be found in the show notes. So be sure to check that out. All right, that's absolutely everything I have for you in today's episode. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.